So I was a really shy child growing up. It wasn't until like 10th or 11th grade that I even really started talking in school. I wouldn't talk to people a lot, and just because I was shy and I didn't feel like it. So for middle school, I went to a magnet school that like kids from all over Baltimore County could go to. So then for high school, I went to like my area's high school, and so I knew nobody, which heightened my shyness. And gym class was the worst thing ever in 9th grade, because I weighed a lot more than I do now, and I was terrible at sports. And there's just this like team mentality where it's like, this kid, this is the bad kid, you know? And like, so I always got made fun of. And there was this one guy in particular named Karan who just hated my guts because I was bad at football, and I was bad at basketball, and I was bad at softball. I was good at badminton, but that wasn't until later in high school. and so we would play these team sports, and I could never catch the ball or make the shot. And I was always, and Karan in the locker room, the smelly locker room that just reeked of just sweat-drenched shorts that people would leave in their lockers and never take home to wash. I was terrible at sports. And so after every class in the locker room, this kid, Karan, would always just yell at me and just like call me names and stuff. And I never would say anything back. I would just accept it and change and go on to social studies or whatever they called it back then. And there was after one particular basketball game or gym class where we played basketball, and I made 10 shots, and I didn't make any of them, but I attempted 10 basketball hoop shots. And afterwards, Karan was just like, "What the fuck, man? What's wrong with you?" And like calling me like faggot and stuff. And I just was like, "All right, it's time to say something." So I said, "You don't have to call me faggot." And he thought that I called him a faggot in return. So my heart's going nuts, and it's beating like crazy. And something happened where I went to my section of the locker room, and I'm just like, I have to change as fast as possible. Like, I need to get to social studies now. So I'm changing as fast as I can, and it's like then like slow motion kicks in, and Karan rounds the corner. And I'm just like worried for my life because I've never been in a fight before. I've never had anyone hit me intentionally before. And I'm just like, my heart is pounding. And in this same like alcove of little mini lockers, there's also the seniors who had gym class at the same time as the freshmen. And so Karan comes around, and I'm sure he's about to load off on me. And all of a sudden, the seniors are like, "Don't touch him. Don't touch him." And I was like, I was so shocked. I was like, I've never spoken to you because I'm scared of you too. And so like they saved my life that day. From then on, like Karan and I never spoke again, but we always had exchanged awkward like eye glances in the hallway, and we had mutual friends, so that was always really grating. But it's fine because I went on and got two degrees in college, and I'm pretty sure he's doing nothing in the suburbs right now. So that's my story.